Everybody, Pam at the Paper Outpost here. You want to make something really cool for your junk journals for this fall or Christmas? This little gizmo is a lot of fun. Okay, and she's got a little trick to her. It's a very easy project. Anybody can do this, but let me show her to you. Basically, she has pockets on the inside and the outside, and she's very easy to make. There's only one pocket on each of the sides, so let me show you. Okay, this is her front, and I did a little stenciling. And I stuffed her with a little booklet, a sticker, and a little journaling card. And then on the back, she also has a little pocket, and she's got a little journaling card, some paper, and a sticker. Whoops, go back in there, a little sticker. And when you open her up, she's got two more pockets here. And this one has some random items in here and random items in here, which I'll show you how to make. They're very easy. But I really want to show you this little pocket design. So let me just take everything out because this is really the meat of it all. And it's really fun to make, very easy, and it uses up scraps. How awesome is that, right? Who has more fun with paper than us? Okay, so let's... What I did was I started with a simple piece of scrapbook paper, and it was white on one side and it had a print on the other. So this is what I did. Here's a piece of scrapbook paper. It doesn't matter, and you can make these any size. So I'm just going to cut a piece down. So I guess it's probably, it's about 5.5 inches tall by, in case you're wondering, and this piece is 8.5 wide, so I guess it was an original 8.5 by 11 size sheet. Has a design on one side, not on the other. I chose to actually make the plain side the outside, and then I left the design on the inside. And there's a million and one things you can do with that, but let's just go ahead and fold this in half. We're going to do some trimming in the end, so don't worry, it's okay, it's okay. Now I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shave this down a little bit because I think it's going to, I'm just going to neaten it up. Well, I'm not going to go over there. I'm going to do it right here. Okay. So let me grab my, ruler and my cutter. I'm just going to use my, craft mat here to square it up a little bit. Maybe make it a little narrower. It's going to be.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Easier to work with for our journals. And for our little pocket construction, which is kind of cool and kind of easy. So yeah, hope you guys are having an awesome day. Ready to have fun here. This was a lot of fun for me to make this morning. Oops. And that's why my desk is a mess, because I've been playing with papers. Yep. And now we can both play together. Okay, so grab your stuff. I will wait. Sonny, he is fine. He's right here. He's having a little snooze, and I'm sure we will hear from him before the video is over. Let's make sure we're recording. Yes. Okay. So this is my inside, and this is my outside. Now, if I was just doing inside pockets, it would make sense to just fold this up and just have inside pockets. But since I wanted inside and outside pockets, I thought to myself, why don't we just try and do something a little bit different? So what I did was I took a piece of paper. And I figured if I cut it as long as the paper, then I could, I'll show you, pretty easy. What you want to do is take your paper twice as long as you need it for the front. So let's say we want 1.5 inches or 2 inches. We'll take like 4 inches or something, maybe 3 inches will be plenty. That'll be plenty. Well, that'll be a very deep pocket. Okay. All right. Now we're going to take this piece and we're going to fold it in half. Yeah. Pretty easy so far, right? Yeah, no big deal. No biggies, but kind of makes a fun little thing in the end. So the whole concept is all you're going to do is stick this in the middle and we're going to glue it. And then when we fold it, we're going to have pockets on the front and the back instantly. So that is the rocket science, which isn't much. But let's go ahead and maybe If you want to do any inking on this, I would recommend inking it now before you glue it on. It'll just be easier for you. So I'm just going to take an odd, just a guesstimation measurement here about how long I want this. Can always go a little longer, remember. You can always trim it back. And I think I'm going to come in with some, oh, I pulled out vintage photo today. Haven't seen you in ever. So let's get you out and let's just ink you up a little bit here. And you can do fun things to this paper. You can do some paper punching on it. You could trim it with different things. But I'm just going to do a very simple basic construct so you guys get the idea. And you can take it from there, wherever you want to take it. Mm-hmm. There's a million and one ideas of what you can do with this and a million and one ways to use it. Kind of fun little thing to use for this. You could just tuck it into a journal, into a pocket or a tuck or paper clip it on, as we always say. But it's also would be something fun to add to Happy Mail or in a stocking stuffer or maybe dangling from a gift or something like that. So there's other ways that you can use these little guys. All right. We're going to fold in the middle and then fold it back and maybe want to just ink that spot. I like when those little crispy folds are inked too. Okay, so it's going to go like this, all right? What we want to do is glue either side of the paper and then run a little tiny bead of glue along the bottom. All right, I'm going to use FabriFix today because I already have it rolling. So I'm going to glue on this because then I know it's only going to go where this needs to be and not anywhere else on my paper. Okay. And then a little run through the bottom. Now, because this is just college rule paper, it's not super thick. I'm not too worried about bunching too much in the center here, but you can do a little V-shaped cut if you want to do that to reduce the bulk in the center, but that's, I think, get rid of like one little piece of paper is not a huge deal. All right. And you just want to make sure it's bumped up against there. Snuggly buns. Make sure your buns are snuggled. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it should be glued on both sides. And I don't do an attachment in the middle because I figure the tautness of the paper is going to give it the tightness to the pocket. Now, at this point, you can come in and don't do what I'm doing and kick your lights. Go ahead and just do any other inking that you might want to do. So I'm just starting with some basic, just to give it that old vintage flair. You know, the old vintage flair. Isn't it wonderful when old is cool? Yeah, I love that. Me too. All right. Now, since this is our outside, what I did was I grabbed... Now, excuse me for skipping from fall and going right to Christmas, but I don't know. I just came across this wintry stencil, and I thought, well, that would be fun to play with on the outside. So why don't we do that? So I had some... what is this? This is peeled paint green. My little makeup... paddle brush, and I just have a big blank space. One of the easiest things you can do is stencil it. It's just very quick, very easy, very rewarding, and a whole heck of a lot of fun. Got a smaller paddle brush. This time I'm using Barn Door. Okay, and this is sort of a just kind of feel as you go. Yeah, see, already cute, right? Already cute, yeah. Okay, so let's just keep going with that design. Maybe we'll just put this one on an angle. Probably have enough on here. And you can move these. You don't have to stay exactly where the design tells you. You can move and migrate and float around. You have free will, yep. Maybe I'll pretend like one little leaf is peeking out here. Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's kind of cute, right? Okay, you want one more leaf to peek out? Okay, we can do it. We'll do a little sideways leaf here. Okay, there we go. Better? Just throw the whole project over there. Why don't you, Pam? Okay, so we have that. Now, that's already cute. I mean, you don't have to do any more than that. Just leave it as that. Okay, so now this side, I did do a... I was just running with the theme because it was on my stencil, but maybe here I did a deer. Not maybe here. I did a deer. But this time, I'm going to do a Christmas tree. Yeah, we're just rolling with the Christmas theme. Hey, never has to have a little Christmas in the cooker. You know what I mean? Because things sneak up quickly on you. But don't get stressed. I don't want you to get stressed. Just playful. We're being playful. Maybe we're practicing our Christmas stuff. Well, it's a see. We're just practicing. Yeah, so there's nothing serious here. No major issues. Grab a blue because I see some. I have iced spruce. That might be nice. Look what happened to you. Where'd you go? Okay. Iced spruce or broken china? Maybe broken china, just because I think it'll show up better on the camera, but iced spruce might be really cool too. And I only have three of these, so I'm gonna have to cross-pollinate here. Okay, don't look, anybody. Here we go. This is what I got. Yep, not exactly broken china. Kind of like it's probably more like iced spruce. That's okay though. Yeah, in this world, there are ice spruce colored snowflakes. Looks like two eyes and a nose, doesn't it? Yep. What else do we have on here? Maybe we have a couple stars. Yeah, we'll put a star on. But why not? It's our art, right? We can do whatever we want. Okay. Maybe those are like the stars that, you know, led the wise men or something. So there you go. We're in theme. All right. Love it, right? Very cool. We've already inked around, so pretty much the outside is done except for extra decorating. And we can go ahead and do that. Let's see it. On one of them, I put a sticker. Well, that's kind of cool. Maybe I'll have this be the sticker of overhang. Yeah. What color is that? What am I doing? I am now going to grab vintage photo. And I'm just going to ink the outside of this sticker. And I'm not going to separate the sticker from the back because this little thing is bigger than my little thing down here. So what I'm doing, I'm just going to glue the middle. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Middle bottom. Yeah. Okay. Oh, like a little belt. Oh, that's cute. Look at how cute it is. It looks like Santa's belt, right? Yeah. There we go. Okay, and let's see, on the other side, okay, the other one, I did this little design with punching, and I pulled out I think this is Martha Stewart, I'm not sure, but something overpriced paper stamp thing, and oh, you know what, let's take a coordinating color. I have this leftover piece, that's from the inside, maybe I'll make a little paper trim with it. Why not? We got scraps, we can play. This is awesome. Using up what we got, let's use up what's right on our desk. Don't have to go farther than that. You have never used one of these before, you kind of got to match the design right there, and that means that you're still in alignment and all should be grand in the grand scheme of things. Okay, we probably didn't need that much. Okay, and now also save those little things because we're going to use them. Those are crafter gold. Don't let those go. They're awesome. They are awesome little thingamajigs. Okay, so here we go. Let's cut this off. Let's get a straight edge. Pretty darn good. And let's see, how far do we want to go? I'm going to have it just a little bit below the lip so stuff doesn't get caught on it. And just a little bit in from the edge so everything folds nicely. I forgot where the spot was. All right, let's look again. Here we go. And you can even like give it a little fold where you want to cut it, and then you know. That's kind of a little trick there. And then you hope you did it in the right spot. You never know with these things, you know. And remember, it's only paper. And if you goof it up, it's okay. It's okay. Because you got more paper. Or you can get more paper. And it's just not that serious of a thing in life in the grand scheme of things. So this is your relaxed time, your unwind, and you're allowing yourself a little non-judgment time and space, and you're just relaxing. So remind yourself often, frequently, and then again, because you might forget. Yeah. Okay, so now we have that. That's cute. It looks like a little Christmas card or something already, right? How cute is that? Okay, so now these other little extras. Okay, after many, many attempts on how to, I have the little sticky thing, you pick it up, you know, the whole thing. No. Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is the easiest way I've found to do this. You take a glue stick or something, you just put some tiny marks. Tiny, okay? And then you just pick these up, okay, and you stick them down. And they just stick automatically. There's no muss, there's no fuss, there's no chasing it all over.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Your desk, it just sticks and you're done. And then you just gotta like let it dry so that you don't stick it to something else. But there, you know what I mean? It's just done. You know, it's easy. There's no glue on your hands. It's very easy. So don't, in other words, don't sit there. This is what I used to do. I used to take this thing, I come over here, and I thought, oh, the easiest thing is to do this, rub, 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 and then stick it down. You know, like that, that is the answer to everything. Well, what happens is every time you do this, you get a little glue on your finger. And then the next time you go to pick one of these up, it's more stuck to your thumb than it is here. So when you're trying to put it down, it won't come off your thumb, and you're stuck. Yeah, so don't do that. The other thing is that goofy little, it's like a, it looks like a pencil, but it has a little bit of putty on the end of it. And you can go ahead and buy that little device if you want, or you can even use maybe the head of a pen or something like that and put a little piece of, I don't know, whatever you want to do. But this is the easy way, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. At least I think it is. And you guys, I'm sure, have more tips and tricks, so feel free to share them, because we're all ears, because we always want more easy, fun ways to decorate things. So there you go. That might not be the end all. It's just one end all. Okay, so what do we have? What do we have, Pam? What do we have? What do we need? Little pocket. Little pocket. Little pocket. Little pocket. Okay, so how are we going to decorate this side? Okay, here was prototype. That's the outside. What's inside? Oh, look at that. I just did more stenciling. Why? Because I didn't want to put a lot of bulk in here, and because it's going to fold together, and my bulk is going to come from the items that I put in there. So I want to reserve that bulk space for the item. So I just came back in here and did some more stenciling. So let's go ahead and do that. All right. Rock this together. We totally can. Okay, let's get our little barn door berries going. Okay. Barn door berries. I'm the worst stenciler and the worst rubber stamper. So if you're aghast, I understand. But I'm over it. Okay, there we go. And, you know, you don't always have to use things the way they are. Like, let's say maybe you don't want holly leaves. Maybe you want to use a snowflake leaf instead for this thing. So let's try that. We're just going crazy right now, but we can do that. Again, I'm pulling in the peeled paint. And I'm mixing up all the lids and everything, as a good crafter does. Okay, so we're going to try and make this look like a leaf. Let's try and do that. Let's see if it looks like it. Probably doesn't, but we'll just pretend. But it could be something. It could be like something thistle-y. Yeah? You know what I mean? Thistle-y? You're out in the woods and there's these thistles. We used to have thistles in Canada. I haven't really seen many thistles down here in Florida, but maybe it's a Canada thing. All right, that's kind of cute. I like that. There we go. Thistles. So we have a little variety. We're using the same stencil to do multiple things. So here we have thistles and berries. Here we have holly berries. Here we have Christmas tree. And we've just had a whole pile of fun decorating all this. Maybe I'm just going to brown that up so it doesn't look so, what are you doing hanging there? Look. Okay. And you could trip that off, but I kind of like it. Now, I have not done the inside of this, so let me come on along with some serious brown known as walnut stain. That's right, the brown of all browns. And this is kind of brown on browning, but it's just gonna again give it that little bit of a vintagey sort of feel. Again, inking is optional. It's just a stylized choice. It's not mandatory. No, not at all. No. Okay, so now what do we do now? Okay, well, now we want to decorate it. We want to have some fun, and let's just use what we have on the desk that we haven't used yet. Okay. So before, okay, what I had in there was I had this little, I was just goofing around and did some stamping, and it's on little like composition paper, and I made a little tuck here out of a piece of torn paper where you can stick things and tuck them in there, and everything just looks so cute and adorable when you load it up. Maybe I'll just show it to you that way. That's kind of easy, isn't it? And then maybe we'll make something like that. But this little guy can... Okay, he's too big. Well, we'd have to trim his head off. Let's just cut his head off. He won't mind. No, he says it's fine. It's fine with that. Yeah, go ahead. Cut my head off. And I'm going to come along and ink it up a little bit more because I cut his head off. Are you going to fit now? Oh, you are. Look at you. Yeah, I'm fitting. I'm fitting. It's all good. Okay, so we already got one side done. And that wasn't actually in the... Oh, was it? I don't know. Yeah, it probably was. Oh, well. So what else do we make? Oh, okay. I made this little... this was easy to make. This is from... I want to say antique leaves, smaller pictures, but I just cut them in a strip and then used them as a cover for a little mini booklet that just got tucked inside, something like that. So, let's see what we can do. Oh, I have this. I'm just sitting here in front. I've got like a bunch of stuff sitting here. Yeah, this is from Maps. All right, let's grab some Maps stuff. This is a Maps DigiKit. And, these are downloadable printables in my Etsy shop, or if you want, I can print them out for you. I do them in packs of 10 at a time. So you just send me 10 names of DigiKits, and I print them out and mail them to you hard copy. So there's a different pricing structure, a different button you have to click to buy those. So just make sure you check it out. If you have any questions, just let me know. Happy to help. Okay. There. Oh, that's just cute the way it is. I mean, I don't really need to do anything else like that. Maybe... All right, I'll do a little corner inking, just so I see something on the back. I feel like you got to do something. You don't have to do anything, but maybe a word. How about a number? I got a number. Oh, here, I have this. This is fun. You know, this is good, too. Sometimes, okay. These are just little sayings I got from a book, and I just tore them out. And I got, yeah, and I just thought, man... Okay, so this says, whether it's a life or a horse that throws. Okay, so I'm just going to cut it. Maybe a life or a horse. Yeah, I'm just going to put that on there. Let everybody wonder what that means. Mm-hmm. I like to leave people's heads scratching a little bit. Hey, you don't want to make it too easy for them where I just serve everything up on a platter. I'll let them think a little. Yeah. Now, you could give them a logical sentence if you're so inclined. But I just want you to know that it's okay to use something that makes no sense, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun because, so it says, whether it's it's life or a horse, and they're maybe going to think about that. Just maybe they're going to think, hey, they both throw you, or maybe they're not going to have a clue. Yeah. Okay, so we have that, and you know, you could put extra stickers in here or something. Let's put some extra stickers. Okay, maybe. What is that noise? My mother-in-law's here. Probably her. Doing something out there. Okay, there we go. Some stickers on the inside just for fun. Okay, so we close it up. And we still have pockets in the front and the back, and we can tuck things in there. So let's see what we could possibly tuck in there that might be fun. All right, what do I have? These are kind of cool. These are some of my DigiKits. These are probably some of my favorite ones. The book plates. I love these. I don't know what it is about them. I'm just fascinated by them. They have old historical value, and they're easy to cut out, and they're just kind of cool because anybody can use them anywhere in any book that they want to claim it as their own, put their name on it. Ex Libris means from the library of, I believe. And let me tuck that in there. That's kind of cool. Maybe... Oh. Are those little... Oh, I think they're like little cherubs. Yeah, we'll take you. We like you, little cherubs. Cherubs are kind of like little chubby angels, right? Aren't they? Like little angels. Yeah, does anybody know like the history of the cherub? And I guess it would be... Cupid is a cherub, right? A seraphim, is that different than... maybe you need to be inked. A regular angel? I don't know. I'm sure there's angel aficionados who would be very happy to update us on the workings of the angel hierarchy. Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, I think the little cherubs are cute. So you guys are in like Flynn. I probably want to ink you too, since I'm here and I'm just giving it a little pizzazz. Now, you can also use these as journal cards, which they're adorable and cute. And if somebody doesn't know what a Ex Libris is, they might just write on the back of it. Or they may just say, oh, that's really cute, and not even know what to do after that. And that's fine, too. How about some little mushroom stickers there? That's cute. All right, so we have that. And then we have the front. Now, you could totally leave the front plain, but maybe you want to do something. And let's do something. Let's just do something. Okay, what do we got? I made this the other day. That's too big. So here's a bigger one. Okay, this kind of goes along with it. I was making literally something out of nothing. I just had a pile of scraps and I started gluing them and inking them together and stamping on them. And I was just making stuff. So this is a piece of a magazine page on a coffee dyed piece of paper with some stamp and inking. And this is just a nice little line from a book. I thought it was cute, inked around it on some other paper. I'll just tuck all that in there. I don't have the running theme of the, because the red kind of goes with the red. That's why I'm working with this. Let's see if it fits. Ooh, fits to me. Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. So we have this. And you could keep going with stickles and all sorts of stuff. But kind of know that these are really thin. Even though they're like stuffed fat, they have a lot of things inside of them that somebody could find. And that would be really cute to tuck into a junk journal. Like I said, clip it on to a page or tuck it into the pocket of a junk journal or pop it into some happy mail and make somebody really happy. So I hope you had fun. It's a fun little project. And I hope everything is going smoothly for you guys. If you guys are new, welcome to the Paper Outpost. Let me give you a little lowdown of what's going on here. And I lost my little lowdown sheet. Okay, so that's all right. I'm going to have to remember. No, I found one. Here it is. My videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. My podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. I have a free monthly emailed newsletter where you get a free digital image emailed to you every month. I have an Etsy shop where I have junk journals, bundles, fundles, and downloadable digikits. And that's where you also get the printable, if you want the print and mail option for the digikits. Everything is found in my Etsy store and when available. Might have an Amazon shop. And I've also started making a few little videos for my Amazon shop. So if you see something and you want to see me use a product, and I give you the pros and the cons of like what I think is good about it and what I think are the downfalls. You can also find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And all my links are located in the drop-down box below. And if you have find value here, oh, hang on, I was going to get you somebody to sell it. Hold on. Can you bring Sunshine over here, please? Because I think he has a public service announcement. And we would like to deliver that. Okay, so as Sunshine is being delivered from the family in the kitchen, because of course he's where the food is. Here he comes, Mr. Sunshine. Okay, come. But yeah, okay, it's coming the long way. All right, it's a long way. Okay, Sunshine, do you have a few things to say?
Hi, too. Hello. Where are you, everybody? Oh, there you are. Hello. I see you now. Hi, Sarah and Jesse and Sally. I see you too. Okay, hold on. I'm extra wiggly today. I don't know why.
You know, I know why. Because, is it because somebody's in the kitchen making food? You want a snack?
A snack? Did you say a snack?
You know English, don't you?
Yes, I know English.
You know German too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm learning. We're learning very quickly. I really like your mother-in-law. She's very snack friendly.
Okay. Will you just tell everybody the big finale?
Okay, everybody. Remember that fun can be simple and snack, snack. Create with reckless abandon, everybody. Snack, snack, snack.
Take care, everyone. Bye.